It's half as much garbage as was found the same time last year. Brian Vance is the Shoreline Management Field Coordinator.
Yeah, we had numerous groups that reported that they had never seen the lake this clean, and it let them go into areas that historically they had to bypass.
The 750 volunteers were able to clean up small pockets and coves now because there wasn't as much foam material in their way that had broken off or been discarded from boat docks. Vance says that's because of a ban on non-encapsulated dock foam that went into effect 2 years ago.
We're just finding that was residual pieces that were in the backs of small pockets and areas that had never been cleaned before, and we're hoping that even next year we'll have even less debris removed from the lake.
Vance says the foam has historically been the number one source of man-made debris in the lake. Even though it wasn't measured specifically, he also believes there was less trash found during the spring shoreline cleanup. He thinks people are being more responsible in disposing of their waste and has noticed more homeowners cleaning up their shoreline themselves throughout the year. Ryan Femuliner, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.